USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate finally broke a logjam late Friday night by agreeing to provide $300 a week in unemployment benefits through September 6th, in addition to the $10,200 in tax relief for unemployed workers under President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief deal. The breakthrough comes after Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia delayed a Democratic compromise on unemployment insurance for 9 hours. The Senate can now proceed with a marathon votorama in which any senator can offer an amendment to Biden's bill before final passage of the legislation, which is likely on Saturday. Disneyland and all other California theme parks are now getting the green light to reopen after being shut down for a year. The magical day of them opening, April 1st. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Prince Philip is continuing to recover after his heart surgery.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The CEO of Volkswagen says the company is changing like they've never changed before. They are saying they're on track for electric vehicles to make up half their U.S. sales by 2030. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new survey indicates that a majority of American mothers would like to leave the workforce and stay at home with their children. 84% of working women telling Forbes Women and the Bump that staying home to raise children is a financial luxury they aspire to. When it comes to raising children, psychologist Adam Grant says there's one harmful question that parents and grandparents ask their kids. That question, what do you want to be when you grow up? He explains to me why.
I hate that question. I hate that it encourages kids to define themselves in terms of work. I'm an organizational psychologist, but I don't think what you want to be should be limited to what you happen to do for a living, right? We should be able to say, I want to be a great dad, or I want to be a good person. I think the other risk is when you ask kids what they want to be, it locks them into a fixed identity, and it leads them to fall in love with one possible career path, as opposed to saying, you know what, there are many different things that I'm interested in doing, and I'm going to stay open to pursuing lots of different possibilities.
As far as what Grant believes you should be asking your children or grandchildren.
What are all those things you're excited to do? Right? Think about careers as actions to take, not identities to claim. And I think the other question that's worth asking is, okay, you know, what are some of the skills that you like to use or some of the strengths that you might want to hone and try to master?
Grant also with a book out titled Think Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.